Parramatta Lanes is back this October with a cultural celebration of art, beats and eats. Across four amazing nights, visitors to Parramatta Lanes can enjoy a figurative and metaphorical charcuterie of culturally diverse sweet and savoury foods and flavours, local performers, wondrous light installations and dynamic art displays. One of the many talented folks making this happen is DJ, chef, writer, an all-round renaissance dude, a man known as Levins, who joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning, how are you going?
Good morning, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Our pleasure for doing so. You're sort of one of the organisers and long-time patrons of Parramatta Lanes. How do you describe it to people that aren't aware of what's going on at this wonderful festival?
Yeah, well, so first of all, you have to like think about that we haven't been able to do it properly for a couple of years now. The grand return of, I think, what is one of the best events in Sydney, full stop. Basically, every year, Parramatta Lanes gets bigger and bigger. It started out just one or two of the kind of like smaller lanes in Parramatta, a few food trucks, some light entertainment. And then each year it just expanded. And now it takes over like such a huge part of the city with, I think there's like almost 30 food trucks this year, plus all the food that's already in Parramatta doing like special stuff for the event. And tons of like, I think there's six or seven stages this year. Offering just different, you know, different types of entertainment, not just music and beats. You've got bands from all over the world. You have like workshops, and you can even be part of the entertainment as well yourself. So it's super exciting.
Yeah, heaps of stuff going on. They've got the custom basketball court where kids can have a play, and there's also 3-on-3 competitions happening for that one.
Yeah. I mean, just in what I'm doing during Lanes alone is like the most diverse bunch of stuff I've done this year. One night I'm leading a tour of all the many food trucks that make up Parramatta Lanes. The next night I'm DJing the basketball court, playing beats while people slam dunk. And then the next night I'm hosting a food workshop with my sisters who also work in the food industry. And doing a bunch of like hands-on kind of like food demonstrations, how to cook and cook different foods and drinks. Plus, I'll be DJing and doing interviews. It's such a great variety just for my own personal stuff, let alone what everyone else is offering for the festival too.
And there is a hell of a lot going on there, and it's very reflective of sort of where Parramatta is heading at the moment, becoming one of those artistic and cultural centres of the Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And also other special stuff going on Friday, 14th of October, special Diwali dance celebrating the Festival of Light, which is really nice that it's able to culminate with such a wonderful celebration.
Yeah, with Parramatta and Harris Park, the neighbouring little suburb next to Parramatta, there's a massive Indian community and, of course, Sri Lankan and Pakistani as well. And it is great engaging that community. Like, you know, there is Harris Park, I think, is home to easily the best Indian food in Sydney. And so they have a lot of different stalls from Harris Park going to be within Parramatta Lanes as well, but also just the coming together of the community, for a night of music and dance is super exciting too.
Yeah, and it can't be understated. Sort of, you've studied the food that's available in that area and you've sort of tried to make it known there to the people, and this is a great opportunity, not just for the locals to enjoy what Parramatta has to offer, but for everyone else. It's really easy to get to and so much stuff that's happening.
Yeah, so I run an Instagram account called @ParramattaFood. I started it last year when I wanted to support all of the businesses who I figured weren't doing very well during lockdown, letting people know who were delivering to Parramatta and which businesses were still open that they could support. But no, I've kept it going, and there have been a lot of awesome places that have opened in the last year. Plus, we have a lot of places that have just been around for a long time that are worth shouting out. But yeah, Parramatta Lanes is the best time to come check it out, because not only do you have all the businesses that operate and sell great food during the week anyway, but we have like this incredible, I'm so impressed with what the Lanes crew have managed to book in for Lanes. There's almost different food from, like, almost every cuisine is represented in some way by all the different food trucks, from like, Filipino foods to like incredible grilled Japanese Wagyu to like the dessert options are truly insane this year. So they've done an amazing job.
And you can work off all that food that you're going to eat by having a stroll through Parramatta Lanes as well, which is good. It's good to be able to have that option just in case you eat a little bit too much. And I know I'll be heading to that needing too much.
If you really overeat, you can play some basketball too.
I don't know if I can endorse such a thing, but why not give it a go? If you want to check out more, at parramatta.com/lanes is the place to go to. I could run through everything that's happening there, but sort of I've only got a 3-hour radio show, and there's much more stuff than that going on. Levins, thank you so much for joining us here. I know you're a very busy dude. Where can people go to find out all the stuff that you're getting up to?
I'm on all social media accounts as at Levins, L-E-V-I-N-S, online. So one word, at Levins, online. And I'd love for you to follow at Parramatta Food if you want to check out all the good, great food that's in the area too.
I think the
promise of Parramatta being the next big city in Sydney, I think, is finally coming true. So it's exciting to be living here now, I think.
Beautiful. Get in on the ground floor at the Parramatta Lanes Festival. Levins, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much. See you later.